Continuing coverage of that spring wheat tour.
Farmers are trying to protect yield potential with fungicides. Pioneer field agronomist Clyde Tiffany says conditions are right for a fungicide treatment in the row crops.
If we're going to put any fungicides on either corn or beans, and we typically get more of a response on fungicides on soybeans than we do on corn in western Minnesota, but I have some guys with extremely high yield potential say, I got a full canopy, I got a great looking crop, I got a lot of moisture in there, I'm going to try some fungicides on corn. But beans, it's almost a no-brainer, and particularly if they've had any white mold issues, even if they didn't get their first application of fungicide on for white mold control, if they got a lot of free moisture in there, there's a lot of potential for those flowers to get infected. So now's the time to be treating with a fungicide.
Tiffany covers west central Minnesota. That's an area that's had timely rains.
It's almost to a fault because we probably have lost some nitrogen. Some people have tried to supplement, put some Y drops on, put some extra nitrogen to get through post-tassel uptake. Usually the corn that we have right now will take up 30 to 40% of that nitrogen need after tassel. But, you know, pollination's gone extremely well. We've cooled down a little bit, and that's great for grain fill.
Canadian